Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Friends of Taos Point State Park and Lighthouse to talk about Taos Point Celebration Days, Gary Bushman. How are you, Gary?
I'm good.
Good. Glad to have you on the show. I know it's busy time for you, as we're just a few days away from the big event, aren't we?
Yep. School's coming to an end, and we're just starting.
Yeah. And it's happening this weekend out there at the Point. Two big days, Saturday and Sunday. And, well, let's get right to it, because both days are just filled with all kinds of great stuff.
Yeah, they sure are.
Yeah. All right. What's happening on Saturday, Gary?
Well, you know, we've got some ongoing things that are occurring. We've got the historic rendezvous encampment. We're going to have the lighthouse tours. The blacksmiths will be making things. The Taos Bay artists do a great job of face painting. That's going on throughout all day. There's demonstrations. And I'm identifying rocks. So if you got any mystery rocks or minerals that you don't know what they are, bring them out and I'll identify them for you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's a unique thing to do. All right. Are you a rockologist?
Yeah. Yeah. Earth science teacher.
Earth science teacher. Okay. So bring out your rocks and you'll give them a pretty good idea of what they are and where they're from.
At least I'll categorize them.
There you go. All right. Well, good. Now, you're doing that throughout the day?
Absolutely.
Okay. What else is going on Saturday, Gary?
Oh, we're going to... The Civil War cannon is back. They sometimes bring people out of the audience to help them fire it off. That's always... I did that a little bit last year.
Yeah.
Mary Henry is going to be wandering around. She's does a really good job of playing old song, period songs.
All right.
And at noon, we're going to have the Rifle River Strings.
Yeah.
They've been coming for...
I can't even remember
how many years. Longer than me, I think.
Okay.
And around the fishing derby will start at 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
That's going on. And the fire truck rescue demonstration at 2 o'clock will occur if there's no other fire in town.
That's right, yeah. Let's hope for the best there, exactly.
And they'll be shooting muskets as well.
Yeah.
And just in general, a good time had by all. There's a really good... They call it a restaurant. It's about by the beach house. It has a really good barbecue.
Oh, all right.
And we also will have a food truck out there with hot dogs and the like.
Very nice. And again, as you mentioned, the fishing derby gets underway at 10:30, and that goes till about 12:30. So a couple hours, bring the kids out and let them do some fishing, right?
Absolutely. It's free fishing weekend.
That's right. It is. You're right. All right. Well, that's a great day Saturday, and then you all come back on Sunday, and a lot of the great stuff returns, but some other stuff going on Sunday also, right?
Yeah, there's a few things going on. There'll be a different type of fire truck rescue demonstration. You never quite know what they're going to come up with, whether they'll have the fire truck simulator or they'll just be squirting the hose, whatever it might be, squirting each other, whatever that might be. And actually pretty much the same thing is going on. We'll have a few other things may occur. One of the things that always interests me is... someone will come at the very last moment that we don't know anything about. They'll show up Thursday night or even Friday or even Saturday morning. And, can we join in? One year we had a Viking show up. That was the first time, time he ever... That was a big surprise.
Wow, yeah.
And then a Russian military officer one year with the most fanciest tent with chandeliers that you've ever seen.
No kidding.
Oh, it was really incredible.
So you don't know what you're going to see. Come on out, because we're talking about the things that you're expecting to be out there, but who knows what else will be out there then?
Yeah, well, they'll be, who knows and what won't.
That's right.
See who doesn't show up, you know.
Oh, we're hoping everybody does, but yeah, you mentioned the ongoing activities too. You know, the special activities, but there's always something going on throughout the course of the day, isn't there?
Yeah, there really is. If you just take a look around, there'll be people walking on stilts. You never know how that's going to turn out.
Right.
I'll be peeling the apple the same as always.
You know?
Kids love that one. And we'll just go from there. I want to say something about the Taos Bay artists who've been just done a wonderful job throughout the years. Kind of, they've never been highlighted on any of our brochures, but they come out and do a first-class job every year.
Okay.
And just a good bunch of people. Actually, we've got a really good bunch of presenters and demonstrators that are really got their art honed.
They do. You're right about that. Not only that, but you got a great group of sponsors. You want to thank some folks who help you every year to put this event on.
Boy, without these people, it just wouldn't happen. Some of these names go back in their support decades.
Wow.
Back to the 1980s. I'll get a few of them. The Brew Crew has been with us for a long time. Branham's Jewelry has as well. Yeah. Mooney's Ben Franklin, Napa Auto Parts, Nordic Sports, O'Connor's, the Tawas Flower Shop. They're some of the foundational people. Print and Go, Seymour's. I mean, the Sunrise Veterinary. Okay.
Yeah.
And there's other ones as well that go back. I'm thinking, Tawas Hardware has been for years and years a supporter of ours, and we're really grateful to have a lot of new people coming on as well in the last 15 years. It's really important to bear in mind that these people make a lot of things happen in the community. Without them, nothing occurs.
That's right. Well, it's occurring this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, June 11th and 12th. It's underway at 10 a.m. each day out there at the Point. And again, it's happening at the Tawas Point State Park, so you got to make sure you have your sticker there. Otherwise, you got to have the entry fee. That's about all there is to this, right?
That's about it.
Yeah. Now, if they want more information, I know you got a colorful brochure out there, but if they want more information, Gary, how do they get more info on what's happening this weekend?
Oh, they can access the state park websites that are available.
Right.
And they can call, the historical museum will not be open, but just call the state park. They've got a phone number.
That's right, yeah.
I don't have it memorized.
Me either. So, you look it up, Google it, however you got to do it, but find that number and you can learn more about it. But look for the pink flyer that's out there. It has everything you're going to need to know about what's happening this weekend. As once again, it's the Tawas Point Celebration Days, sponsored by the Friends of Tawas Point State Park and Lighthouse. Gary Bushman. Gary, always a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend, and hopefully we'll have some great weather this weekend.
Thank you as well.